College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tim Berry, a Williamsville man, was arraigned Tuesday morning on one count of grand larceny in the third degree. What can you tell us about this case?
Sure. So, Mr. Berry is accused of the grand larceny in the third degree. Basically, the background of the case is that shortly after Hurricane Helene, as you know, in 2024, Mr. Berry had set up a Facebook account that he was using really for a fundraiser to what they claimed was supporting the hurricane relief efforts for Hurricane Helene. And essentially, the money that he raised was supposed to go to a VFW post in Tennessee and in the Carolinas. And he raised approximately $27,000. All of the money did not make its way to that VFW post. We believe and have accused Mr. Berry of personally benefiting in the amount of approximately $5,000. We don't think all the money went to the VFW post. The people that donated on behalf of on behalf of the people that they thought they were supporting, they did not get all the money to the VFW post.
When it comes to the investigation, I had spoken to one of the members of the Facebook group that he was associated with, and they had come forth, I think he said, in late October. I mean, just talk about, I guess, that investigation and how it came to be that you managed to find the outcome of the investigation with Berry.
Sure. As you may be aware, there were other people involved in this Facebook group. They cooperated fully with the investigation, and they were not involved, nor do we believe that they were involved in the theft of this money. They were integral, as I've said many times in the past, witnesses are key in these investigations. And, these two other individuals that were involved in this Facebook group were helpful in the investigation and eventually led to the, all of the review of the records. This was done primarily at the by the lead of the Erie County Sheriff's Department. They do a lot of great work in this area. The in our office it's called the Special Investigations and Prosecution Unit. Essentially, white collar crime. We refer to it often as these kinds of thefts, and we deal oftentimes with the Erie County Sheriff's Department. So they led the investigation with the assistance of these people from the Facebook group. And ultimately, we, after reviewing the records, we determined that Mr. Berry stole approximately $5,000. So I should always say, Brayden, at the beginning here that, these are accusations. Mr. Berry is innocent unless and until proven guilty. But obviously, we've had him charged. The case is being prosecuted right now in the Amherst Town Court, and there's a return date of February 26th.
And Berry is facing 7 years. Do you believe that there's a chance that he could serve the maximum sentence for this case?
That wouldn't be the typical result in a case like this. First of all, the main thing that we're going to be focused on is trying to get restitution for the victims. And in this case, the victims would be the VFW post in the intended donees. The people that were supposed to get the money should get the money. And so that's going to be part of our focus. Of course, there's a number of other things that go into the decision that a judge would ultimately make in terms of his sentencing. But Mr. Berry's 35 years old, and, if he makes restitution, I highly doubt that he would face the maximum sentence of 7 years.
Very good. Mike, anything else you want to add to our conversation that we haven't touched base on?
I guess I would just say that, this kind of thing is disturbing. People oftentimes that are interested in, supporting efforts, humanitarian efforts like this, when tragedies occur in other parts of the country, Buffalonians are great in the way they respond and support other areas of the country that undergo tragedies like this. And if someone takes advantage of people in a situation like this, it's obviously very offensive. And we're happy to bring this man to justice.